Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With the current tight labor market, our state's annual Workforce Development Symposium on October 4th is expected to address that challenge head on. Bob Morgan is president and CEO of the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce. They are the co-host of this event in partnership with our state's Department of Employment and Workforce and SC Works. Bob joins us now by phone from his office at the Chamber in Columbia. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now let's talk about, first of all, your experience talking with the business community about the current state of South Carolina's labor market.
There's no other issue that consistently is the number one challenge facing businesses, whatever the industry, whatever the size company, whatever the geography. Unemployment is 3.2%, which is basically full employment, and yet we have 112,000 open jobs in South Carolina. It's a drag on companies. It's a drag on our economy, which is performing remarkably well, but you can only imagine how much better it would be performing if companies could find the talent to fill these 112,000 jobs.
What are some of the industries where workers are in most demand right now?
Well, healthcare, retail and hospitality, manufacturing. We see it as a small nonprofit, and we hear it from companies throughout the economy.
Well, let's talk about the symposium that is coming up. Go ahead and give us the details, when and where.
Okay, October the 4th, we'll be at the Embassy Suites Greenville Golf Resort and Conference Center. We're part of a program with others, something called Be Pro, Be Proud, which is literally an 18-wheeler truck that goes around during the school year to schools and has interactive video games and components that helps high school students to see what some of the innovative and neat jobs there are out there in the manufacturing world and the transportation and logistics area. The Be Pro, Be Proud truck, it's a partnership between the private sector and state government. It will be there for attendees to experience it themselves. The South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce will be with us, releasing their annual workforce report detailing trends in the workforce over the last year, but more importantly, beginning a dialogue about, okay, why do we have things like a labor force participation rate that's 5% lower than the national average? We will be announcing there a community skills initiative, an upskillathon. Anybody 16 and older can compete in a variety of pathways for skills and training, from coding to entrepreneurship. Those who complete the most courses in a month will earn over $10,000 in scholarships and cash prizes. I mean, we're going to focus with different panels throughout the day. We're going to talk about things like hidden workers. Hidden workers are folks in every community. They might have disabilities. They might have reentry issues, recovery from addiction issues. We have immigrants, young people, veterans, and others who companies historically don't think to target, but we've got some best practices that we'll be sharing. How companies can work more closely with our technical college system to create folks who are certified with the skill sets that are most in demand. That's not the entire agenda, but those are some of the highlights of what we'll be doing over the course of October the 4th.
And share with us what you mean by the participation rate here in our state and why you think it's below the national average.
That's the question. I'm not sure we really know. That's what we'd like to try to figure out. But the simple formula is, how many people who are of work age, not retirees, but how many people who are eligible to work are actually working? It has been a lower rate in South Carolina, even pre-pandemic, made worse by the pandemic. But for whatever reason, there's a significant number of folks who are not part of the workforce. I'm curious to find out, you know, how many of these folks may be part of, what do we call it, the shadow economy or the black market economy. I think there are a lot of people who are living and spending money, but who may not be showing up on the traditional payrolls. So looking forward to learning more about what that means. And more importantly, how can we drive that participation rate even higher?
Well, Bob, that sounds like some great information will be coming out of this symposium. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Again, thank you for the opportunity.
Bob Morgan is president and CEO of the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce, one of the co-hosts of the upcoming Annual Workforce Development Symposium. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage, along with a link to the State Chamber, SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, where you can also hear the show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.